right, good morning. 8:13, it's Brock, it's Hunter. Happy Monday.
Hey, you know what? You said the forecast earlier is going to be crap, and it's not.
You're going to call me out on this? You're going to call me out on it?
I am going to call you out because you just assume now that it's fall, it's just going to be crap. But you got to look at it once in a while, bro.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm going to do it. Every other meteorologist does out there. I'm going to blindly guess on what's going to happen here in the weather.
Because I glanced at my phone earlier and it just said, there's just a bunch of suns right across the board.
Apparently it is going to be, it's supposed to be nice this week, huh?
Yeah. It's going to be a good
nah,
week.
No. It's going to be crap. I can already tell. Don't sweat it.
He's just throwing things out there. He doesn't even.
That's what all the other meteorologists do, man. They're just pretty sure they're back in the back with a cardboard box against the wall going clickety-clack.
Clack. Let it ride.
Yeah. They have their weather dice, and they just roll it, and that's what happens.
Yeah, whatever happened to that 5-degree guarantee? They were like, come on, guys. Do we really have to do that?
It should be a 1-degree guarantee, all right? It's 2020, and I've never – it's just guessing. I mean, you're paid to be wrong. You're paid to guess every single day.
It is very unpredictable, Brock. The weather can't change in the snap of a finger.
I just want to see one time a meteorologist come on the TV and be like, honestly, guys, I have no effing idea. I don't know what's going to happen today. You know, we think this could happen, but I'm not going to make these crazy guesses for you because I don't want to mess up your day. I just want to have a weatherman throw his papers up in the air and go, I don't know.
Fun, quick example of how the weather can change so fast. Last night, the wife and I go out for food, and as we get in the car to leave, look at the sky and do it. It was red. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It was right at the sunset. Literally, it's a 5-minute drive from here to the lake where we're going to take a picture just real quick. Man, that's going to look nice. Dude, the 5 minutes we got to the lake, it was gone completely. Yeah. Yeah. Not a red drop in the sky. Yep. And it just looked crappy. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
We were just there. What?
We're sitting here. Dude, we barely got this whole being alive thing figured out. Now we're going to sit here and pretend to know what Mother Nature's going to do. Just stop it. All right? Stop it. Just throw your papers up in the air and stand in front of your little green screen and be like, I have no idea. This is just ridiculous. Just peek your head out the window. You'll figure it out.
Just wait for Grandma to call until you get in the basement. That's when you need to start. We need to start worrying.
Grandma's the only one that knows.
She could feel it in her knees, Brock.
She could feel it in her titanium hip, all right? That's where she's at. Get in the basement!
I can feel it in my hip!
That's it! There's a storm coming! Anyway.
Flip the tub over.
All right, so there you go. That's your forecast. Perfect. Let's do your WTF, shall we?
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Katie and the gang. We love them over there. Well, this may not come as a surprise, but people who love meth might not always make the most logical or rational decisions.
What?
Right? There's a 52-year-old woman named Beth Ann Franchick in South Pete. Beach, Florida. Anyway, she's in Florida. It says, of course. And on Thursday, she called the cops and had them come over to her house because she had a problem. Please, come here. I have a problem. She bought a bag of meth for $20 and she wanted to turn it over to them because it was, quote, junk. The cops tested the crystals inside the bag and they came back positive for meth. So the junk was actually meth, and she was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance.
So they took the junk and the junkie to jail.
Exactly.
Yeah, this happens a lot, doesn't it?
More than it should.
I've read this story a few times.
Yeah, like more the fact that there's been multiple stories of people calling the cops to say, hey, these drugs I bought, I don't think are up to snuff. Can you guys come check this out? Maybe go with me over back to my dealer and do something about this is ridiculous.
Just the thought process is when you're on that drug,
Can you come get these bees out of my teeth? It's ridiculous.
It's just, you can't make it up. You're calling the cops on yourself. It's just a bad drug.
Yeah. And again, $20? You're spending $20 on this? I mean, what's the last thing you've purchased for $20, Hunter, that you're like, oh, yeah, this was a good purchase. I'm going to put this in my body. Perfect.
Terrible. Terrible story. Yet another junkie just turning themselves in unknowingly.
Hey, this meth is junk. I'm upset.
Like, wait, what do you think they're going to do? Like, you know, you're right. Yeah. Let's go back there and we're going to make it straight.
Yeah, yeah. Look, ma'am, we're sorry about your bad meth. This is just terrible. You know, what kind of world do we live in that you can't trust your meth dealer to give you good meth?
Honestly, if you were the cop, that wouldn't be a bad idea, because not only do you get a junkie in jail then, but you know where she's getting it from.
Yeah.
So then you just add more people to, you know, that you don't need to be walking around.
Hey, more people to throw on that rocket ship to Mars right there. That's the way I see it.
Why not just step in my car, man? We'll go back there and we're going to straighten
it. Just show where he's at. We'll get this taken care of for you. Don't you worry. We're here to protect and serve. Make sure you're getting the best meth possible.
Okay.
Anyway, there you go. That's your WTF.